Chapter 7. The Centenary of Our School and the Mission of Aquarius. We read an excerpt from Rosa Mystica 86 by the Golden Rosy Cross. Lord of Life, may the one fire of life which we are able to liberate prove to be sufficiently strong to carry out its sustaining task. May the way of peace be opened for all who are seeking. Seven rays of liberation and redemption descend in us. Seven healing forces touch us with the supreme remedy. Seven walls must be torn down in us and raised to the ground. Seven cords which bind us we shall have to break, so that the Holy Seven Spirit may raise us up into the unwavering light. Humanity approaches a clear and almost impassable limit which marks a dividing line between the old state of consciousness and the new consciousness that is approaching. The crises we are experiencing at the international, regional, and individual levels have a direct connection with the approach of this limit, and all of this has, as a background, the incessant movement of the great universal intelligence, the power of the triple logos in the heart of our Earth, which manifests itself as the great cosmic clock of the seven rays of the Spirit. As we approach this limit, all resistance on the individual and collective level accumulated in our energy fields represents a powerful and dense ballast of alchemical substance not yet transmuted in the seven aspects of our being. Knowing that this accumulation is the fruit of everything that has not yet been transmuted in the seven aspects of our consciousness and our life, we place ourselves in front of seven fundamental questions, so that each of these aspects can be touched and revealed by the seven rays of the Spirit. To what extent do I still live from the I? To what extent am I still lived by it? To what extent am I still anxious, worried, and afraid? To what extent do I still allow dark, negative, and obstructive thoughts to populate and fill my mental field? To what extent do I still allow my feelings to be carried away by the firestorms of the lower astral world? To what extent do I still allow my life force to be stolen, defiled, or degraded? To what extent do I still live two lives as if the only path were a life separated from material and everyday life? If we really worked all these aspects inwardly, these seven essential questions must have acted in us like a powerful solvent, thus initiating the first stage of an even more powerful alchemical process, a true superior octave of the solve, which corresponds to dissolution, to the extremely potent unmasking that needs to come with even greater force to face the accumulated resistance. These seven questions, these seven alchemical solvents, are primarily aimed at making us aware of ourselves on a much more real and profound level. For only if we base ourselves on this true self-awareness can we begin a new, more real and profound stage, the stage of a new, gradual and systematic demolition of these last and most powerful resistances. We carry in our I and in the groups of which we are part a ballast of habits and automatisms. This ballast is the true nigredo, the first phase of alchemy, accumulated in our sanctuary of life. It needs to be perceived, understood, and transmuted as soon as possible, as the time for a great transformation, which goes beyond what we have experienced until now, is fast approaching. Symbolically, the nigredo is associated with a residue, with the dregs that accumulate at the bottom of the alchemical mixing vessel after many operations, and which needs an even more intense alchemical fire to be finally dissolved and transmuted into a new and pure substance. All these habits and automatisms accumulated in the sanctuary of life are found in the serpent's tail of our serpent fire, in the space formed by the fused vertebrae of the sacrum and coccyx between the sacral plexus chakra and the root chakra, which is equivalent to the nucleus of the creative force and the point of connection with all blood and karmic heritage. So we are dealing with the real Gordian knot of our individual resistance, which accumulates and manifests itself in our group. The spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross is the manifestation of a contemporary initiatory school active during the Aquarian Revolution. A short time separates us from the celebration of the centenary in 2024 of the creation of the school, meaning that the time to transmute all the resistance to which we are still subject is urgent. If we do not, the inertia of habit and the past will end up sealing our future. In the middle of the 2020s, we will have living conditions that, even more significantly, could open doors for millions of human beings to become self-aware and awaken to the search for the meaning of their existence. For that, it is enough that humanity allows itself to remain in the spiral of acceleration of consciousness in which it finds itself now, as several modern thinkers indicate. According to the founders of our school and other brotherhood workers who left us indications regarding the direct action of the great intelligence of the Logos, this could happen in the near future. For this reason, we have very important years of work ahead of us, and we must use this time to transmute all these aspects through a single and powerful key, inner alchemy. In recent years, the preparation phase has been marked by many impulses and many changes. A wealth of new ideas and new perspectives were offered to us so that we could carry out a meticulous preparation for the great alchemical process of transmutation. This preparation consisted of a great push with three clear objectives: identify our main resistances, group and individual, provide new perspectives that could trigger a powerful process of dissolution of such resistance, and introduce new activities and ways of carrying out the work which would allow the consolidation of a new manifestation of the school. This powerful preparatory impulse accompanied all aspects of the school, from the youth work, the public work, the outer and inner school, the inner degrees, Pentagramma Publishing House, and the Civitas Solis Institute, opening new dynamics in its spirals of action and development. This impetus was also translated into new open conferences and meetings designed to welcome new pupils and seekers. It enabled a maturation of our understanding of the seven rays of the spirit as a major factor in changing the human psyche and life. It permeated a profound reflection on the structure of the mystery school and its role in the current world, and also directed a great impetus for the much-needed transformation of our language to reach the consciousness of the modern human being. For this reason, the main focus of our conferences and services has been the tool that allows us to understand, welcome, and manifest this great momentum over the coming years. This tool is our consciousness, which needs to become the great driving power, the great lever capable of carrying out all these transformations. It is necessary to crown these efforts by focusing all our attention on understanding how consciousness transforms life so that it consolidates itself in us as a real alchemical tool. That is why we are going to focus on three key factors that help us to place the alchemical work of our consciousness on a higher, clearer, deeper, and more real level. These ideas are: what is the structure of our consciousness, and how does this structure form its three inseparable aspects, the superconscious, the conscious, and the unconscious? What is the nature of the effort that consciousness must learn to transform life? How can this effort be accomplished? This is an audacious goal, but on the basis of sincere yearning, openness, and active participation, we can attract and welcome the powerful impetus that approaches as a true help on our path in the strength of the group and its living body. Let us prepare ourselves for this intense and transforming work, consolidating the first step towards the full manifestation of the spiritual school for the Aquarian human being.